Okay, and our next presentation is from Laura Lester at the Arkansas Department of Health, Tuberculosis Outbreak Among Marshallese in Arkansas, 2014 to 2015.
Good afternoon. Thank you. In the fall of 2014, we identified an increased number of tuberculosis cases in the unique population in a well-circumscribed geographical area in northwest Arkansas, shown here at the top left of the map. Marshallese people started settling in this area in the early 1990s because of employment and educational opportunity. It is currently estimated that there are approximately 10,000 Marshallese in Arkansas. However, it is difficult to count the number because Marshallese can travel freely to and from the United States as a result of the Compact of Free Association Treaty. As of March 31, 2015, the Arkansas Department of Health, or ADH, identified 34 TB cases, including two deaths, one of whom was a young child with TB meningitis, a preventable condition. All but one of the 34 cases resided in a single county, of which 97% were within two zip codes, shown here in the chart at the bottom left. Here's a graph of all 141 TB cases in Marshallese persons residing in Arkansas since 1997. The x-axis on the bottom represents the year, the y-axis represents the number of cases. The blue bars indicate those born in the Republic of the Marshall Islands, or the RMI, while the black bars indicate those born in the U.S. Despite establishment of an outreach team in 2002 and a satellite clinic in 2011, TB control among Marshallese residing in Arkansas remains challenging. Outbreaks were identified in 2004 and again 10 years later in 2014. During 2014 alone, 23 cases were identified among Marshallese persons, well above the average of 6 cases per year reported during the preceding 9 years, and comprising 24% of all TB cases in Arkansas and 76% in one county for 2014. Here's a graph showing the 34 TB cases ADH identified from January 1st, 2014 through March 31st, 2015. The x-axis represents the month of the reporting, the y-axis represents the number of cases, and again the blue bars indicate those born in the RMI, while the black bars indicate those born in the U.S. At the bottom, you will see we screened 412 contacts identified from 34 cases. And we found that 165 were positive, either by tuberculin skin test or IDRA. This gives a positivity rate of 40% in this subset of the population, indicating baseline infection, some of whom had active TB and were infectious at the time. For previous studies of TB among Marshallese in Arkansas, we understood the infection rate for this population to be around 30%, so we were concerned when we found an even higher infection rate, knowing that some of these would also be active cases and or LTBI that would progress to active infection. Here are the characteristics of our cases by places of birth, with 23 born in the Marshall Islands and 11 born in the U.S. Of note are the high numbers of pediatric cases, with almost half being under 5 years of age. This is an important finding since TB cases among children are widely considered markers of ongoing TB transmission. Adding to concern that the increase in cases during 2014 was due to an outbreak, 8 of 11 culture-confirmed genotype cases had the G00017 genotype. Furthermore, most cases in the G00017 genotype have been Marshallese. However, because obtaining a Mycobacterium tuberculosis isolate from pediatric cases of TB is difficult, understanding the scope of transmission associated with this cluster requires additional epidemiologic investigation. An EPA team is being formed, and they will arrive in Arkansas on June 24th. We also found a diagnosis of diabetes mellitus in one-third of those born in RMI. Diabetes is a known common comorbidity and risk factor for TB. The RMI is a TB high incidence country, and screening for either active TB or LTBI is not required for U.S. entry. The incidence of TB in the Marshallese community in Arkansas was 76 times that of TB in the rest of the state. It was even higher than that reported in the islands for 2014. Here's a map of the Marshall Islands showing the atolls and the main islands in the Central Pacific on the top left. The bottom maps depict two atolls we have traced as the origin of our cases in Arkansas. We traced one case back to Kwajalein, the map on the lower left, and the other 22 cases to Majuro, home of the capital, on the right. Just for reference to the crowded conditions, certainly a contributing factor for TB transmission, Majuro is home to an estimated 25,000 people sharing only 3.5 square miles of land. We feel our data provides evidence of both local TB transmission and after arrival, indicating the need for screening approximately 6,000 more Marshallese. Given the possibility that due to rising sea levels, the islands will be underwater within 40 years, we are presuming Marshallese will continue to relocate to the U.S. and Arkansas. It is therefore imperative that we also develop methods for quick systematic identification and screening of new arrivals. Thank you.